Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I am Ethan Banks. It is the 5th of September, 2018. And back on August the 14th, before I got stuck in a plane going places, I had a briefing with a company called Mode, Mode.net. Who is Mode? Mode is a cloud private network. It's orchestrated. You can spin up and spin down networks upon their infrastructure on the fly. Now, some of you alerted us to Mode, but you were curious about it because you heard of them in the context of SD-WAN. Mode is not an SD-WAN company. They are complementary to a number of SD-WAN solutions, though. What Mode is providing is a backbone so that you can connect their backbone to your SD-WAN fabric and then get the SLAs that you're looking for without having to use a private MPLS network. To make that happen, Mode has partnered with a number of SD-WAN companies, including Versa, Viptela, Riverbed, Sophos, and more. And then you can, within your SD-WAN orchestration, point to Mode as a destination for your traffic to traverse. So what else is special about Mode? Why do we need yet another private orchestrated network? We've already got that in companies like Ariaka, Cato, Telo IP, all have some variation on that solution. What does Mode bring that's different? Well, it goes back to some academic research from Cornell, and it's all about routing. Routing and being extremely efficient in how traffic is distributed across the routed network while still using the link state way of doing things. The problem they were trying to solve at Cornell is how to design a real-time control system at the routing layer that's stable, doesn't have loops, and yet can react to real-time changes in traffic flows across the network. And the result is math. They did a whole bunch of math and settled on a series of differential equations that allows layer 2 and layer 3 packet switch networks to react to changes in the networking environment very quickly, optimized for link state changes that get flooded through the network in about 150 milliseconds. That means you can build a virtual network that is optimized for your specific traffic needs, say, throughput or jitter or latency, whatever the thing is that you're most interested in optimizing for, plug that into the Halo algorithm that is what Mode's private network runs on, and then get that SLA that you're looking for. Now, if you're going, okay, math, not impressed, lots of companies have done this. Well, Halo does seem to be something special. The NSF here in the United States, the National Science Foundation, wanted to test the Halo algorithm alongside of Google's B4 network, and Halo won that bake-off rather substantially. There was more throughput, there was lower latency across the network. So Halo is why Mode is special. If this general idea of a cloud private network where you can spin up and spin down networks on the fly is appealing to you, you might be wondering, well, how far away is the Mode network from where you are? They have 21 POPs currently. They are co-located in Equinix data centers, and that is all of their footprint today. But they are adding new POPs all the time. There's another 6 that are expected to be added by the end of 2018. They already have another 5 that are expected to come online Q1 of 2019, and they are in active negotiations with other providers, several of which they told us about, but none of which we can disclose, not public information yet, but it definitely is a real thing. The POP footprint is growing for Mode. Use cases for this, unified communications is one. You could create a Mode private network that's optimized for latency and for jitter and make sure that voice traffic is being put across the wire in a timely fashion. Another use case would be SaaS. Your traffic being sent into an Equinix data center, one of the Mode POPs, means you're co-located with a lot of SaaS services because a lot of them are in Equinix data centers as well, such as Office 365, Salesforce.com, and so on. Now, if all that sounds good, but you're like, I do have SD-WAN, but I am not a customer of any of those partners that you mentioned, Viptela and so on. I use a different solution. Can I still use Mode? The answer is yes. You could manually stand up a tunnel. That is an option for you. You could also use a DNS redirect service where Mode would intercept your DNS call, rewrite the answer so that your traffic is being directed towards a Mode POP, and then Mode takes over from there for you. So that's Mode, not an SD-WAN company, but a private network that should give you a global ability to deliver traffic at a cost-effective way. For more information about Mode, visit mode.net, www.mode.net, M-O-D-E.net. And if you do, let them know you heard about them on the Packet Pushers. That was Briefings in Brief. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at ignition.packetpushers.net.